Hello again, people. This is Duffin 007 with Core Part 2. I'm now inside Core. I've done a more descriptive version through another recording process, but here we have five screens, 20 feet across each. Each with four speakers, one at each corner, and a subwoofer, which basically gives you the sound of the pictures moving on the screens, which are bodies, not female or male, just bodies, shapes, dancing, moving, curving and going in and out on the screens, and the sound they make is produced. Each body has a sound, and those sounds come together and move exactly with the pictures. So hopefully the stereo mic will capture this and you can hear where they go to some extent. Stereo mic might not be quite good enough to show you the 3D effect, but hopefully it'll give you the stereo movement of stuff on the screens. I'm currently at the left hand end of all the screens, and at the minute this end is quite quiet, although it is on the screen. The room itself is about 30 metres long, about 10 wide by about 8 high, huge room that you can move around in and watch and listen. Fortunately, we have got other people in here, so I'm not able to walk around quite as much as I wanted to. I mean, we've got stuff happening on the second screen in. Oh, now the left opened up. As things get further away from you and come closer, the sound gets much more intense as it gets towards you, almost creating the shadow effect or distance effect. Try and move centre of the screens now. To the right, it's coming in slowly. Middle screen now coming right towards us. screen. You go left, top right, louder, dropping down to bottom right, bottom left. Go the other way now, bottom right, top right. Up at the top right, that high pitched noise. Cutting across the top left, down again, so it's spinning anti-clockwise at the minute. The body's on the middle screen. That's what the sound does. It tells you exactly where the bodies are. Amazing. You can really follow the pictures. You can't see them, but they don't change that much in the body shape, so keep that bodies or body or bodies dancing and moving in the middle of your mind, and you can then just listen to the sound and follow it. I'll leave this there for now, people. Hope you got some idea of it. I'm going to come back a little bit with some people's opinions of the sound. So obviously you won't notice any time lag, but hopefully you've enjoyed or at least got some idea of what Core is doing, what it is, and how you can, as a blind person, become part of living, moving, swirling, changing picture all the time. I'll be back soon, providing I can work on my own machine. Having a little session to talk. Yeah. As long as people don't mind.
Yeah, Gavin's going to record. It's really just so that we can, so we know what everybody's saying.
From the museum's perspective, I think I'd be keen to sort of stress that we're very much at the beginning of a journey working with Zoe and the RNIB. That's new appointee to a museum and looking at different exhibitions that we can put on over the coming years, in the short term, but also in the long term. So this is really what key output from today's event is to know what we can do in terms of exhibitions, different techniques, using new technologies, and how we both temporary exhibitions, permanent exhibitions, more accessible to all of our guests. So this is the payback for the lunchtime. So any assistance that you can give us truly will be most valuable to us.
I've also, if everybody's okay, the vote's okay with that. The vote's come, I mean, he's a spoken word artist who's thinking about working on another project with us. Mentioned to about when we were in there, whether we'd okay just doing a few seconds on how we might interpret